Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Possible action on executive session items. I don't believe there are any. Mr. Griffin, do you know of any?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, introduction of proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Griffin?
Let's see, we have, I don't have any new ones to be honest.
Okay.
Okay.
Watch yourself.
Final agenda item is additional business brought before council. I will remind council and the press and public that we have public hearings beginning at 1:30 PM. First on our additional business signup sheet is Brenda Stewart, I believe. Did Brenda hang in there with us?
I'm giving you all copies of my remarks in case I don't talk fast enough.
Here, give me one, ask me that. Good.
Long wait, wasn't it?
Got my 3-minute egg timer.
I know. Good morning. My name is Brenda Stewart. I am a resident of Heritage Shores in Bridgeville, Delaware. I come before you today to talk about the need to add mechanical inspections on your new property in Sussex County to the building codes. My neighbors and myself have been trying for the last 2 years to get the builder who built our homes to address the issue of insufficient heat. The builder, Lennar, kept telling us that they meet the 2003 IECC requirements and that they pass the county recheck requirements. The minimum requirement results in a 5 to 6 degree temperature difference in every room of our house. In light of the fact that Delaware has an energy conservation plan in effect, we cannot, nor will we, turn our heat up to 76 degrees, as the builder advised us to do, to get a 70-degree temperature in our homes. We believe that if Sussex County had a mechanical inspection code in effect, we would not have been living the last 2 years trying to get adequate heat in our homes. The county would check these systems and make sure that they meet the standards and that the residents would have adequate heat in their homes. We are still trying to get this heating issue resolved, but as of this date, we have not been successful. I know that under Sussex County Code E360, if I were to rent my house and the tenant called the county and complained about the lack of heat, the county would make me fix it. However, I have no such recourse under the Sussex County building codes to pursue action against the builder who built my home. I am here to ask the council to please check into this matter and give this a place on your agenda for future action, so that the builders do not continue to come in this state and hide behind meeting the 2003 IECC minimum standards. I urge you to adopt mechanical inspection code standard requirements in Sussex County, and that these requirements include a review of all mechanical systems when the plans are submitted for approval. I believe that Mr. Wilson is my electric representative and would like to set up a meeting with him to discuss this issue further. I have several neighbors who could not attend today because of prior commitments. I thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Judith Martin, please.
I'm the other half here. Well, my name is Judy Martin, and I'm a Heritage Shore resident in Bridgeville, Delaware. And I'm here just to substantiate anything that Ms. Stewart has already said. But I just want to kind of give you a little hint as to what we've been going through. I've been in my home for 3 years, and never in those 3 years have I had a warm, comfortable day during the winter. And when they came in and did an assessment of the heat in my home, they told me I could turn my heat up, close the drapes, close the doors in the rooms that I was not occupying, and to cover up my beautiful hardwood floors with rugs. And it's been an ongoing thing, and I just kind of wanted to reiterate what Brenda said. Something has to be done. This is a 55-plus community, and most of us are over 55. And I don't know about you folks. My body doesn't and can't stand the cold like it did when I was 35. So we're here to ask Mr. Wilson to talk to us further about this and see if something can be done for the future of other people moving into these new homes in Delaware. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And finally, Betty Deacon.
Me
you very much for this opportunity. I live at 18201 Hickory Lane, Lewis, Delaware. I first of all want to thank the council about moving forward with the signage. I was the person who came and talked about that several weeks ago, and I'm really glad that the council has moved on and do something. I would just say one thing. I worry about the signage not being put in a way that it's staked down. Once the development is approved, the developers figure out how to put those signs up there staked down, selling their property. So there's got to be a way to do that also for notice. Second, today's agenda, again, the zoning hearings on there, I've looked at it and I can't tell where they are, what an address is, or what it's about. So I'm going to stay for the zoning hearings, but I don't know what's coming up and I'm not prepared if I wanted to testify on anything. So if the council could please, in future agendas, have a location where it's going to be and an address, that would be great. Thank you again for your consideration.
Yep. Thank you, Ms. Deacon. If there's no one else, we will ask for a motion to...
Let me just point, could I add...
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I'd like to just... I had a letter sent to me by a man in Millsboro who had inspection problems. And his issues were more or less with electrical violations. Now, I think the electrical inspections are done at the state level. But he did go through a substantial amount of problems. So with a lot of these new homes, and I've heard about heritage storage many, many times, it may be something we want to look at and have a workshop on and see if we ought to do anything different with inspections. And maybe after Mr. Wilson gets done meeting with these people, he'll have some insight in it. But there are... issues like this popping up all over.
Yeah, Painter's Mill, same thing.
Yeah,
same thing.
Well, Joan, are you against global warming?
I'll entertain a motion